To this point, we've reviewed specific procedures in isolation that flaggers can use to successfully and safely complete their duties. Let's look a bit more in depth at procedures when working with a team of flaggers or as a single flagger. Most of the time, flaggers work as a team. Two or more flaggers working together at both ends of a work zone to stop and release traffic. Cooperation and communication between individuals in multiple flagger operations is critical to performing their duties well. All flaggers must work with one mind so that traffic is stopped and released at the proper time and motorists can proceed safely without fear of meeting a vehicle coming in the opposite direction in the one-lane section. Flaggers should appoint chief flagger to coordinate who takes lead on releasing traffic and use their communication equipment as described in Module 3. Some of the communication methods may include hand signals, gestures, voice, two-way radios, or official cars. Keep in mind, when working on short one-lane sections, flaggers should remain clearly visible to each other to ease communication.